Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, January 9th, 2013. And we got one guest today, a very serious topic, Nanette Ward. Always a pleasure to have you
Thank you, Nanette.
But it's not always so pleasant to talk about the topic because this really is a pretty heavy thing.
It is.
Nanette is with Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. And every time I talk with you, Nanette, I have to keep convincing myself that this is really happening, not just in our country, not just in our state, but it's happening locally in Columbia and Central Missouri. There is human trafficking.
Right, and that's the exploitation of men, women, boys, girls, children in sex trafficking and in labor trafficking.
Yeah.
There's a buying and selling of people and their services, yes.
Buying and selling of people
yes.
and their services. And as I said, it's not pleasant to talk about,
that's
but
exploitive.
It is
of course, we have, sir, you know, we have to make sure we're saying that it's forced, and so
right.
there's exploitation.
It is forced. Exactly.
Yes.
If you're traveling from Kansas City to Columbia, you will soon be seeing a billboard.
A billboard.
And I've got it here in my hand. If you want to go to KBIA.org, click on talk shows and then Radio Friends, you'll see what we're talking about. But there's going to be a big billboard says what?
Well, it has the coalition logo, Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. But then it says, people are being sold, report it. And then the toll-free number of the National Human Trafficking Hotline, which is 888-3737-888.
Okay, 888-3737-888. And if you're just seeing this billboard and you haven't been reading about it, or if you haven't heard about it in the news or on the radio or television or magazine, you may say, what are they talking about? People being sold here in Central Missouri?
Right. I think that's why we picked the message. They say, you know, keep it down to like 7 words for it to be meaningful. And when you boil it all down, we hope that people who haven't heard of it will go, oh my gosh, what are they talking about? And ask someone or look into something. But we think there's a lot of people who have read about it or seen a movie or knew about it overseas and then are realizing with the billboard that's a Missouri billboard saying, oh my gosh, I need to look into this more about it going on here.
Yeah. Now, we have talked about this with you on the program before, but some of the warning signs, and I know you've got other things you want to cover,
okay.
but give us some of the warning signs that you look for.
If they're one of the common vulnerable groups in our country are our young girls who at an underage get into sex trafficking. And so you might have someone who starts off thinking they just have an older boyfriend, but then later if you see tattoos on them or with a lot of money that they wouldn't normally have, or jewelry or a motel key, that kind of thing, those would be signs of young people paying attention and being aware of their peers who might actually be being forced to do something that they're not wanting to. But if there's also people in the neighborhood who maybe someone working at home and you rarely see them leave the house, and when they do, their head is down and they look, you know, timid or afraid, it might be someone working in their home as domestic servitude. And it'd be someone if you just rarely see them come out, or maybe doing work late at night when it wouldn't seem proper for someone to be doing work, cleaning a car or something.
If somebody suspects this, is the best thing to do call that number?
The best thing is to call that number. Also, there's door-to-door sales. We actually recently heard of someone who maybe needed the coalition's help to get to back to home. He was a Missouri kid who had signed up to do door-to-door sales, and that's becoming a very prevalent way of trafficking in our state because we're used to kids going around door-to-door. We don't think anything of it. So telling people you might start paying attention to it. Is this kid, say, who are you with, or what's the company? Are you doing okay? Or just asking questions to engage them. They might not tell you a thing, but just letting them know that you're aware that maybe things aren't correct as they should be. But this individual got dropped off. If they don't make their quota, they're just sort of dumped off on the highway with nothing, no money, no anything, and then try to find their way home. So that's another very real form of trafficking.
Okay.
So yeah, the best thing is to call that toll-free number.
All right. Now tomorrow, January 10th, is National
Human Trafficking Awareness Day. So we definitely want to encourage people. There's so much online. If you even just go to our website, www.StopHumanTraffickingMO.com. It will link you to places that you can shop locally for fair trade. It will link you to lots of resources to learn about. We have books available that are survivor stories. We have media stories of some local folks who have shared anonymously their story of being trafficked right here in Columbia. There's a TV interview. There's a print interview of a survivor right here. And there's just lots of good information.
Okay. Then January 27th is what?
We have our second annual Forum on Freedom. Last year, we raised awareness through that event in January in commemoration of National Slavery and Human Trafficking Awareness Month, which is all of January. Mm-hmm. On the 27th, from 2 to 4, at the Columbia Public Library in the Friends Room, we will have an event that will raise awareness. There's a graduate student in geography who's doing a mapping of places that are at risk for trafficking, which are the salons and spas and massage parlors, that kind of places, and mapping it so we can see by the intensity of the location of those places, how many we have in certain areas mm-hmm. in our community, the risk of human trafficking going on. So that'll be a good lesson for us.
Mm-hmm. If people would like to be a part of this organization, how do they go about it?
Well, we certainly encourage membership. It's a donation of $25 for an individual, $40 for your whole family. And those funds help us to educate others. We print materials. We have going to have a billboard on I-70. It helps us, most importantly, to provide funds for victims in our area who are in need of many, many different things okay. when they come out of trafficking. So certainly becoming a member.
So for more information on any of this, you can go to your website.
Yes. www.StopHumanTraffickingMO.com will get you information about the membership. You can also get on an email list where we send out news and announcements about events and national and international and local news. You can get on the website for okay. the billboard and do PayPal. So many things.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Good having you here chatting with you about this. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Boone County Museum, Jennifer Flink will be with us. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Any questions or comments, something you'd like to hear, pepperp@missouri.edu.